To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a canine friend of mine under blue skies and a blazing sun, blazing January sun over the frozen tundra of eastern New York comes to us from yours truly as I took a walk to enjoy the sun and the crisp air last weekend. The pace was somewhat dog-driven as Harley would periodically want to run a bit and then stop as he either needed to do his business or became intensely interested in a scent on the ground that arrested his progress as seen here. Well, it's the weekend again, and it is my prayer that all who hear or read this message take some time this weekend to recognize and enjoy all the good things they have in life, be it our homes, automobiles, family, friends, or even our pets. If we think about our lives, there is always something to be thankful for. I prescribe a daily practice of gratitude to all that I encourage so they can have a balanced view of their circumstances and so they can go deeper with their relationship with God by thanking the Lord for all that He has provided them with. This close relationship with God is very important for our well-being. When we are living in ways that are foolish or outside of the guidelines of the Lord's will for our lives, we will suffer. Sometimes our actions lead to situations that are a complicated mess of bad habits, work stress, financial mismanagement, and relationship issues, where the problems surround us and overwhelm us, causing us to do more of the things that led to the situation that got us into this mess in the first place, which only makes matters worse. This cyclic mess of living unwisely and not learning from our mistakes and continuing in them proves Henry Ford's adage of, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. Motivational speaker Tony Robbins later rephrased it to say, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And the wisdom was so striking that seemingly countless others have reworded it, adding keep on into the mix or flip the script by encouraging others to keep on doing what they're doing if they get positive results. The thing is, I'm sure someone came up with this common knowledge idea before Henry Ford, and somehow his name is given credit because mass media wasn't what it was before his time. Human experience teaches this truth, but it isn't just true because of our experience. It's true because it was created and is confirmed by the highest authority, God. This you get what you do principle is known in the Bible as you reap what you sow. OpenBible.info shares 100 verses on reaping what you sow, and I'm sharing the link for it on the blog if you want to check it out. Their list goes from Genesis to Revelation and shows that this basic principle of God's created order. I'll share the first verse of their list of 100. It was Galatians 6:7. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So yeah, as someone who has only recently emerged from a complicated situation that involved consequences of bad habits, financial problems, and relationship issues that resulted in me having to find a new home while encumbered by huge financial debt, I can understand what it feels like to feel like the whole world is falling in on you and you are all alone in your suffering and struggles. To paraphrase Hosea 8:7, you have sown the wind and reaped the whirlwind, and now you don't know what to do. While we could turn to advisors and institutions to help us, and we may have to, we first need to stop and confess our mistakes and inadequacies to the one who will never leave you no matter what you have done, and the one who will help you to make things simple, God. If you have made a complicated mess of your life, unfortunately, there are most likely no instant solutions. You have entered into the shadow of the valley of death, and the only way out is to surrender to the Lord's will and walk out of it step by step and bit by bit. The bad news is that it won't be easy, and it may take a good deal of time to start to see the light beyond this present darkness. But the good news is that when you take your problems to the Lord, ask for His help, and commit yourself to follow Him, you will have His presence with you, and the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. So first surrender to God, then make a plan. Oh yeah, that's right. God is most likely not going to miracle you out of your mess, but He will guide you and advise you if you are walking with Him. So listen for those intuitions that may seem daring or outside of the box and are typically something you wouldn't do. But that will only indicate that maybe this is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. But be wise and discerning as well. Sometimes we might think that something pops into our heads is divinely inspired, only to discover later that the actions involved some sort of worldly way or sin, which proves that Satan delights in leading us astray. But these intuitions don't come every day. So in the meantime, you're going to have to use the mind, body, and will that God gave you and all the resources you have at hand to figure out a plan to change things and work to accomplish it. In my struggles to gain freedom, that meant going into a recovery program, working a second job, and sacrificing retirement savings in order to put me where I am today. Oh, and guess what? The journey didn't happen overnight. We're talking a sum total of 5 years before my complicated situations were resolved. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not claiming that I dug myself out all by myself. Through it all, I remained diligent to follow the Lord and commune with Him daily. It is only by the grace of God that I am able to leave that complicated mess behind, and that is why I am such a loud advocate for a life of Christian discipleship. That question of, oh, look at this mess I'm in, what am I going to do, can only be answered by me with the simple reply, seek God, repent, trust, and follow Him. When you do that, the complicated becomes simple. Instead of having a complicated number of worldly solutions, you have one choice, God's way. If you commit yourself to His care and adopt His ways of righteousness to your life, you will stop making the same mistakes you always make, and you will become a good steward to all He has entrusted to you. And yes, you will have to face the music and deal with the negative consequences of your actions. But if you are with Him, you will not fear and accept the whirlwind you have created and be at peace, knowing that no matter what comes in this world, you have a right standing with God, and He will ultimately lead you to good. So here's the deal. To get out of your complicated mess, start doing all you can to change it today and pray for God to help you. Evaluate the heap of problems you have and prioritize them according to what needs to be dealt with now and what can wait, and also by what ones are going to be easy to resolve and what ones will be harder to resolve. Then start working on the immediate problems and the ones that are easy to resolve. Dealing with the immediate takes the pressure off, and resolving the easy ones will give you a sense of victory and purpose. Make every day an exercise in turning things around by being committed to the Lord and to changing your situation. And guess what? You can only do what you can do. So don't condemn yourself for not being able to fix everything right away. You can do what you can do, and then surrender the rest to the Lord and ask for His help continually. If you keep walking and talking with God, you will steadily walk out of the darkness of your complicated mess and slowly find yourself basking in the light of freedom and victory. Psalm 23:4-6 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When you are with the Lord, you will walk out of that valley of the shadow of death. So hold on to His hand and allow Him to shepherd you through to the abundant life that lies just beyond where your eyes can see. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Proverbs 28:14, and it says, "Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble." Today's verse tells us about the consequences that await us depending on our choices and actions. Again, I love it when the Holy Spirit is moving. This morning I sat down at prayer with no idea what to write and speak on today, but then I happened to see a friend's email describing a messy situation. So the previous portion of the blog is my response to that, and speaks about reaping what you sow and having to adapt and overcome by trusting and following the Lord. And today's verse echoes that theme because it speaks about the consequences of our wise or foolish and headstrong decisions. Those who fear to do wrong and presumably don't do it are blessed. Those who are stubborn to that wisdom to not do wrong are headed for serious trouble. The book of Proverbs is called part of what is part of what is called the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. And verses like today's verse show its simple wisdom and the blessed results that come if we only listen to it and apply it to our lives. So fear doing wrong and don't do it, because as today's verse clearly states, if you are stubborn and decide to do what you know is wrong, you are headed for serious trouble. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we continue sharing from Chapter 4, and they have a section called As They Pray, describing what happens when people go through the steps of freedom in Christ, and about the results, that the emotions may vary, and it's all about facing the pain and moving on. And just that phrase, facing the pain and moving on, if you're in that messy situation that you're going to have to deal with, don't think about how you got there. Think about how you're getting out of it. It's time to turn from what you've done, face it, accept the consequences, and figure out a plan and to move out into what God will lead you to. Now, a lot of it's going to be common sense and the sweat of our own brow, but the thing that will give us peace throughout it, not make our lives miserable as we uncomplicate our lives, is the fact of God's presence and his holy guidance. And I can tell you, my personal testimony is filled with the leading of the Holy Spirit, for real. Made decisions that I wouldn't have made on my own, and none of the decisions I made, although they seemed rash at the time, resulted in any negative consequences. So, and it resulted in me and my freedom. So that's the thing. We have to do everything we can do and then trust the Lord for the rest. So we encourage you in that. And one of the things you can do if you have a complicated life to get out of it is come alongside the Lord by getting on the path of Christian discipleship. And we encourage that by sharing our discipleship classes that we taught in 2021 on the podcast. We taught Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, and share them to equip my brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you want to check those out for your listening pleasure, you go ahead. And if you want to take a deeper step into the material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. And I will email you the class materials at no charge. We also encourage a study of Word of God. A Christian disciple reads the Bible and meditates on it and applies it to their life. So we encourage Bible study, and we participate in a Bible study every week. And we share that on the podcast. It's called Bible Study with the Sincottis, and that we share a topical study, and Arthur, Susanna Sincotti, and me and my wife and Pastor Bob will be, sometimes Pastor Bob, will be discussing another topic tomorrow. So if you want to check out our Bible study discussion and the outlines for that. You'll find them both on the blog and on the podcast. Today is Saturday, and I'm very happy. I guess it's going to be cold out in upstate New York, but I don't know what the plans are for today. I don't think there are any plans, as far as I know. Probably just to stay out of the cold and enjoy the comforts of home, and maybe meditate on the Word some, and start a new book. I'm actually part of a launch study for this book from an author in England who's just sent the PDF out, so I'll probably read that, and we'll be talking about that, or, you know, sharing about that by reviewing it, and I don't know. It's funny what the Lord leads you into. Anyway, let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Lord, we pray for a friend who's going through serious problems right now in terms of finances, Lord. We pray for you to give them the wisdom and knowledge of what to do and what to sacrifice in order to get past this. It sounds like it's a real conundrum, and it's not going to be an easy situation. So let them seek counsel, seek wisdom from financial people, and possibly, you know, consider things he wouldn't consider, and make wise choices in terms of where he should go. We pray for him today. We feel his pain, and we know that you'll see him through it. So we pray for that situation. And Lord, we also pray for the people listening today, that you would come alongside their prayer requests, Lord, as we pray for healing for some of our friends. We pray for the people praying today, that you would come alongside their prayers and answer them for the situations they're going through and for the healing that they may need. Lord, we also pray for all the listeners today for their provision, their prosperity, and their protection as they go through this weekend. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint them and guide them in all truth and lead them into a closer relationship with you, and to experience the good and perfect will of your life when they decide to follow you. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.